This is the second part of the conversation between Phil and Shaheen Chan. If you haven't listened to the first part of this episode, check your podcast feed.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Yeager CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at YeagerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Yeager.
Let me ask you something. Are you having distribution problems with what the products you are in?
Well, look, I've been in this game since 2010. So myself and my students plan ahead. And we've planned ahead for the last 10 years. So we're doing okay. But everybody was hit by the COVID bug. And it was very disruptive to business. But on the same token, we did really well because everybody's staying at home ordering products on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Everyone had nothing else to do.
Yeah, right. That's right.
By the way, are you getting a seat on the next rocket up to space with Jeff?
His big penis flying into the air? I don't know. I think I like it here. I'm more of an ocean guy, buddy. I'm not so much of a going to the sky kind of guy. But I do know people that have put in bids for that are interested. There's a waiting list for all of those. I think Virgin is probably the most likely one that you could get ahead of time. But again, you know, it's money that I don't need to be spending. I'd rather put that money into my businesses, into creating cash flow, recurring revenue, which is what I'm all about.
Do you keep track of this at all? What's the success of these Amazon businesses?
Very successful. Like I said, there will be more millionaires and billionaires made in the next 10 years from the Amazon platform than any other business. Look, Phil, if me and you, you're like, buddy, I'm 76. I got my grandkids. I got my kids. I'm tired of this shit. I'm fucking going to retire. But I'd like to have a couple businesses that'll bring in a little bit of legacy wealth for my family. So we start looking. You look at a restaurant. Where are you, Phil? Where you look at it?
Right outside of the Washington, D.C. area.
All right. So in D.C., you go, you know what? I want to open up a small family-owned restaurant. That's what we're going to do. We're going to sell latkes and gefilte fish and matzo ball soup and all that. What's it going to cost you?
I'm very religious.
What's it going to cost to open up a restaurant? You're looking $200,000-$300,000? Yeah.
Yeah, $250,000. Yeah.
$250,000 if you're lucky. And we're not talking fancy restaurant.
Is this a good time to open up a restaurant? Seriously.
Listen, we're talking mom and pop. Okay. Terrible time to open up a restaurant. Right. Now, you say, okay, well, I'm going to open up a dry cleaners. Same thing, at least $250,000 to $500,000. Right. And how long with any a coin laundry, a car wash? Car wash could be $1 million for a basic car wash. Okay. You don't own the land. And let me tell you, restaurants, you got a less than a 10% chance of success. At all those other businesses, maybe higher chance with like a coin laundry or a car wash or something, but they fail all the time too. And how long is it going to take you to recapture the $500,000 you just put into that car wash, that restaurant? You're talking 10, 15 years, buddy. This is not something where you capture that money right away. Now, let's look at the chance of you getting rich on that. Let's look at the chance of Phil Jr. or Phil Jr.'s son being like, man, this is legacy wealth. Thanks, Dad, for opening up this restaurant. It's probably not in the books, man. It's probably he'll be itching to sell it and get back about what you put into it, minus depreciation and deflation and all that stuff, right? Inflation. So let's look at an Amazon business. What's the cost to start an Amazon business?
I don't know. What does it cost?
Next to nothing. $5,000. Yeah.
Can you take a 5,000? Look, yeah. Can you just take a product that you can think of? I mean, maybe that's on, and say, all right, let's set up the Amazon. Yeah. Let's call it widgets like everyone else does. Okay. We want to sell widgets. Is that a fair example?
No, we can use a better example. We can say tea. But look, you spend $5,000, $10,000, you start an Amazon business. That's your risk, buddy. $5,000 to $10,000. That's it. What do Amazon businesses bring in? How much revenue? I've got products that are making millions of dollars. And I can show this to you a month. I've got students that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. It is crazy how much you can make per month selling on Amazon. Now, What are the chances of you getting rich? Amazon companies are going for multiples of EBITDA higher than brick and mortar businesses. You got a restaurant, what are you going to get? 3 times, 2.5 times, something like that. There's Amazon businesses now going for 6 to 10 times EBITDA.
What? Give me a business that's doing that. Can you think of one?
A tea business. One of our tea businesses.
You sell tea also.
We manufacture tea. We're one of the biggest manufacturers of tea on Amazon. We make all types of teas, green teas.
Can you mention the name of the company?
Our main brand is Matcha DNA. People can search for
Matcha DNA.
Yeah, it's the best.
I love the way you have the DNA. That's good. I like that.
The best green tea in the world. Ours is spectacular. People love it. Phenomenal health benefits. I mean, I don't think I can espouse them as being the president of the company, but you can just Google it and look it up. People having all kinds of dramatic health benefits from taking products like ours. So you're into
herbal. It sounds like you're into herbal things, correct?
Yes.
Now, can I ask you a question? These vipers, right?
Vapors. Viper is a snake.
Shows you how much I smoke.
Go ahead.
All right. That can cause cancer just like cigarettes, can it?
That I don't know. Look, I invented those things, but I don't espouse the use of them. Why? Because I feel the human lungs are intended to take in one thing, clean, fresh air. That's it. And anything else you put in there is going to be not good for your health. However, as a harm reduction measure, it could be okay. If you want to get into it, I can tell you about it. You know, when I invented vaporization, digital vaporization, so people have been smoking for 5,000 plus years. Since the dawn of time, some dude was clubbing people over the head with a bone and dragging them into a cave and then inhaling tobacco or whatever. We've been doing it since the dawn of time. What's the problem? Well, you burn the plant because you heat it up to a very high temperature, exposing it to an open flame, creating smoke, tar, and carbon monoxide, the 3 carcinogenic elements of smoking. Well, I wanted to solve this problem. So I thought about it and I thought, man, what if you were to heat it to the point where it would release its volatile elements, the nicotine, the cannabinoids, whatever the medicine is that you want, but not to the point where it burns it. Turns out if you can control the heat on the plant and heat it just to the point where it gives you what you want, but not to the point where it burns it, you avoid, for the most part, those carcinogenic elements. And thus vaporization was born. I invented a device that did exactly that and a technology that allowed that to be possible. Now, fast forward, my company went public. I sold it. I exited a long time ago. Fast forward to the technology we have now, things keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Well, in an effort to make it smaller, I won't bore you with the technology, but they had to add liquid because solids vaporize at a much lower rate. You got to heat it up much hotter, and you can't do that with current battery technology, making it small, the size of a cigarette, because people want what they're familiar with. So when they went to create these little cigarettes looking vapes that people use and making them tiny so they fit in a shirt pocket, well, they had to add a liquid. And it's that liquid that volatilizes and vaporizes and looks like smoke when you're exhaling it that they added some other ingredients to. And turns out that sometimes those ingredients may not be the best things for your lungs. Now, do they cause cancer? That I don't know. Do they cause complications? Certainly seems like some of those ingredients may cause complications for some people. But it's
Aren't you still taking in nicotine?
Yeah, you still get nicotine if what you're smoking contains nicotine. Yeah.
So why'd you get out?
Well, I sold the company. I had an exit.
For money. It was the money,
For money, yes. I do not work for peanuts, but yes. Although sometimes I feel like I do.
Phil. We are not elephants. We're not elephants. We don't work for peanuts. But so you sold it to this company. Is this company still in business?
Yeah, they're publicly traded.
Publicly traded. I'm just curious. You're a very successful businessman. What do you do versus what do the other people, do to help you? You must have a lot of people working for you.
Yeah, I build systems and I build teams. And then I do high-level strategy.
okay, and there's only 24 hours in a day. Do you sleep? That's pretty good.
I sleep very well.
Have you written any books? Are you going to write a book on how to organize oneself?
Yeah, check out my book, Billion, How I Became King of the Thrill Pill Cult. It's in there.
Now, the book is on, what's the name of the book again? I'm going to want to write this down because I'm going to order it.
Yeah, Billion, what? How I Became King of the Thrill Pill Cult. Okay, you look good for 76, Phil Yeager. I want to be like you when I'm 76.
Well, that's because I still do ecstasy. And you want to know, this was the big thing. When I graduated college, this was the big thing. Marijuana. That was it. No one, you know, now, I remember hearing about ecstasy, you know, with the, it was probably the group, I don't know, maybe it was my generation, but I had real problems smoking marijuana because I couldn't inhale. And, but the one time I did, I was eating a Hershey chocolate, okay? That Hershey chocolate, after you smoked marijuana, it tastes like the best Swiss chocolate. It really did. So, is there a specific item or product that makes better for an Amazon-type business?
Yeah. Generally speaking, there are categories that you could be very successful in. But I'll give you a broader example. And that's the mistake that most entrepreneurs make when they're selecting a product. And that's this, that most people think, hey, I'm going to go out there into the marketplace. Most people think this, hey, I'm going to go out there into the marketplace. I'm going to create the best product ever. And the world is going to beat its way to my door. Fact is, it doesn't work that way. The better way to do it is to spy on the market, spy on the competition, find what the market needs, and then tell a better story. Go in there and manipulate the market by bringing value, by bringing a better product. And that's what we teach. Again, Amazon Mastery, reach out to me, darkzess@gmail.com, and mention CPA in the subject heading. I'll give you that course for free.
How many people do what you do? I mean, I'm curious.
There's over 5 million Amazon sellers right now.
Your exact position of what you do? Selling Amazon, selling people, setting them up? They have that many people.
There's 5 million people selling products on the Amazon platform.
No, that was my question. How many people, you don't work directly for Amazon, am I correct? You have your own company. How many people are doing what you do? What's your competition like?
That's a good question. There's other people who have Amazon courses and several of them are really good and some of them are less than good. I haven't taken account, but
they're probably the best. You think you're the best? You probably are the best.
I know I'm the best.
You know, you have did you write that book, Power of Positive Thinking, too? Oh, that was what's his name. But no, you are a very positive person, right? Can you think you can succeed in anything, or have you ever thought about going into something and you ever worry about failure? Does that ever come to you?
No, there's things that I naturally won't be able to succeed at. For example, breastfeeding. I probably wouldn't be very good at that. So,
well, you know what they say, if you haven't tried it, you know.
There's a series of things I'm bad at. Look, Phil, I am incredibly good at a very narrow band of things, maybe two things in life I am incredibly competent at. And everything else, I am one level below probably the lowest chimpanzee. I fail at math, my friend. Terrible at math, terrible at accounting. I know nothing about that, but I hire good people. I know nothing about, like,
well, that's important. That's important to hire good people, right?
Yeah.
And to work smart, but not hard, right?
Yeah. A good friend of mine, Ken Rutowski, loves this quote, and he says it often, is that an amateur might be cheap, but a professional is priceless. And it's true.
That's a good comment. I like that quote. Good quote. Who is that person who asked?
That's a buddy of mine.
Did he write any books? Any books? No.
He should. No, not yet.
I could probably talk to you another hour. I don't know if you'd want to talk to me another hour, but no. Actually, I'm coming to California this summer, so I'm coming to. I know Barbara Corcoran. You know who she is?
Sure.
Shark Tank. I get in there to see the Shark Tank set. You know, very. She's a nice person. She tried to help me with my CPA review school, and then she's not allowed to consult on anything other than the people who invest. How come they don't invite you on? I mean, you sound like you could invest in businesses. Have you been approached at all?
Not for Shark Tank, but I'd love to do it. Get me on. Talk to Barbara.
All right. You know, I'll get you on. All right. Now, don't embarrass me now, okay?
Don't make you proud, Dad.
Don't bring up the ecstasy pills initially. You know, it seems like it's amazing. Well, the people who've done very well on there are the sharks. They've done extremely well. But anything else you want to share with us that I'm sure you could share for the rest of the day, but you know, anything else you want to say? First of all, tell us about your book. Tell us why people should buy your book.
You shouldn't. You should stay where you're at. Homeostasis. Don't move. Don't change. Keep your life the way it is. Never move forward. Or so get my book.
You just say, stay where you are. Didn't you just say, don't buy my book?
Yeah, don't buy my book.
Why not?
I don't know. It's like that guy. What was it? Was it Jerry Rubin? He said, steal this book. And it was the biggest pain in the ass. He wrote a book called Steal This Book. And bookstores everywhere were furious. They had to lock up his books because people were actually coming in and stealing it. Billion, How I Became King of the Thrill Pill Cult, available on Amazon. Check out our show, Hack and Grow Rich, wherever podcasts are found and on YouTube.
What is Hack and Grow Rich?
Hack and Grow Rich is our show. We've got a show. We're getting close to about 100,000 subscribers on YouTube where we talk about unconventional hacks to getting rich. Additionally, yeah.
Do you fit that in between 8:30 in the evening and say 9 o'clock? I mean, I'm just trying to. Anyway, would you like me to look you up when I get there? If you say no, I'll be very hurt.
Yeah, do it. Make sure to get a hold of me. Absolutely.
Yeah, and buy the book first, and you'll put your address in the book.
There you go.
Good idea. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And anybody, again, if you're interested in the 1 hour course, learn how to sell on Amazon, darkzess@gmail.com, darkzess@gmail.com. If you want to check out my broader course, that is going to be fbasellercourse.com, FBA standing for Fulfillment by Amazon. And Phil, it's been fun being on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I enjoyed speaking with you, and you taught me something. I didn't know there are Iranian Jews. So I did know. You do have a gift of gab. You know that.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
I mean that as a compliment. Yeah. You know?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. And hey, take care and have a good, I'm trying to think what just stay well. All right. Okay. Just stay well. And hopefully we'll see you again.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Phil Yeager. And once again, every Tuesday we have a new show and we bring in people like Shaheen. Very interesting in what you do and how you made it. And I enjoyed it. I really do. I don't enjoy every conversation, but this was enjoyable. And I laughed. And I hope I gave you a laugh in some way. But anyway, take care. Everyone, give us a holler if you want a specific topic, and we will do it. So anyway, we wish everyone good day. Stay well. And once again, be nice to each other. Because I'll tell you, I thought after this COVID thing, people might be a little nicer, but they're getting nastier by the moment. But anyway, you don't have to be that way. Shaheen, thank you very much. Take care, and hopefully I'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to Yeager CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Yeager CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on YeagerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.